This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the book of Zephaniah, Leroy looks at recapturing the concept and the practice of being on fire for the Lord. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
It used to be common for people to refer to a committed Christian as being on fire for the Lord. I don't hear that phrase much anymore. Perhaps that's because a lot of the emphasis today is on knowledge, not on fervor and not on zeal. But the book of Zephaniah points out our need to recapture a real passion for the Lord in our walk of daily discipleship. In Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 12, the Lord says, "I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left on its dregs, who think the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad." This kind of lukewarm, half-hearted attitude is deadly, because the kingdom of God is advanced in this world by people who are on fire for the Lord, whose hearts burn within them to see others brought to Christ through repentance and faith, and see them begin to walk with Him each day. These people on fire are convinced that Jesus Christ is the only hope for the world, and they give themselves unreservedly to Him. This is one of the fundamental reasons why the Apostle Paul was so mightily used of God. His spiritual fervor can be seen throughout his life and throughout his writings. When he wrote to the Romans, he said, "I am obligated both to the Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome." Paul was not just willing to come, willing to preach, and willing to serve. He was eager. Paul's word for eager is the Greek word prothumos, which has the idea of breathing hard, being set on fire, being zealous. If you trace the word eager back far enough, it carries the picture of smoke coming out of one's mouth. Paul's spirit was burning. There was not a lukewarm bone in his body. He had an obligation, a debt, to the whole human race, which he was eager to pay. And this burning spirit would frequently boil over in his exhortation to others. He told the Romans, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." His goal was that every believer would be aglow and burning with the Spirit as we serve the Lord. Pilgrim, do you want your life to count for Christ? Of course you do. I know you do. Why not ask God today to rekindle your spirit, to set your soul on fire for Him, and to make you a member of the fellowship of the burning heart? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, setting priorities in a world where someone has switched all the price tags. Join us on Daily Discipleship.